Semester Self-Check Unit 6, The Me Generation.
The social group that is currently most talked about are no doubt the millennials, or as others would call them, Generation Y. Now, who are these people and why are they so interesting? The definition sounds rather simple. Everyone who was born between 1980 and the year 2000 typically belongs to that group. So is it just a new generation hardly worth talking about? Not really, as they share interesting features and are clearly distinct from other age groups. First and foremost, they seem to be focused on themselves rather than on others. They have grown up, or are at least familiar, with the blessings of the modern world, like smartphones, tablets, computers, and permanent internet access. They like taking pictures of themselves and sharing them with others, as if they wanted to prove to the world that they need to be watched because they are something special. Indeed, this is one of their basic beliefs. From early on, they have been told how special they are, and so it does not really surprise that they believe it. And they think they are important on a worldwide scale, as it is so easy to reach out to other young people through Facebook, Snapchat, or Instagram. Sharing one's self-image also means that you have to be online all the time in order not to miss out on anything and in order to leave your mark. It's not so much who you are, but who you want to be. With all this comes a heightened form of self-esteem. This helps you to perform better at school or college, and it gives you more confidence to deal with other people. However, the feeling that you have a right to be treated well and that you deserve what you desire might lead to disappointment if things don't work out as you thought they would. In addition to this basic setup, there are quite a few features which are characteristic of this group. The most striking one might be that they tend to live with their parents for much longer than previous generations. This may have to do with college fees that have eaten up their budgets, but it may also be a form of laziness. Another aspect is certainly that they do not rebel against their parents. In fact, it is the other way round. They feel attached to their families and ask them for advice on matters of concern. Psychologists would say that this is the result of their upbringing. Their parents are the children of the baby boomers of the 1960s who grew up in a very relaxed way, with hardly any rules, and who wanted to pass this on to their children. As far as work is concerned, millennials are self-confident enough to ask for better working conditions or to be relieved of a job if they don't like it. In general, they are optimistic and positive, even too positive for some people's taste. When it comes to their main interests, it turns out that they are more interested in experiences than material goods. Living life to the full seems one of the driving forces of this generation.